Hi, podcasters. It's Jimmy here. Hey, we had a cracking show today. It's just going to come up in a few moments' time. Just quickly, though, if you love our podcast, we would love you to rate it on the iTunes store. All you got to do is click 5-star, pop a reason why, and I won't be the only person giving my own podcast a 5-star rating. Anyhow, on today's show, we had Mike filling in for Pippa, and we had a story we were going to broadcast, but unfortunately, we got censored. Now, we're going to do a story on the most awkward thing I've ever heard on Australian TV before, where on Gogglebox, it was just last night, they were watching a TV show, and one of the mums told her daughter the most awkward thing I've ever heard, and then her daughter said, "Mum, why'd you tell me that?" And the grandmother chimed in with one of the grossest things I've heard in a very long time. So I do warn you, it is a little bit explicit to kick off the podcast, but this is what got censored from today's show.
You don't remember, but you actually fished a condom out of a rubbish bin once when you were a baby. It wasn't one of ours. You and I were visiting a play date and you must have turned over the waste paper basket next to the bed and you pulled a condom out. And when I went in to check on you, you were chewing it.
That is disgusting, Mum.
You were only about 6 months old.
You can still taste it, can you, Isabel?
Okay, great. Now we've got that gross bit out of the way. Let's get kicking with today's catch-up and the best of our show. Hey, remember, it was Mike in today for Pippa as she's away.
For McDonald's, Dubbo and Wellington.
Let's go!
This is Pippa Moore and Jimmy Love.
Hit
93.5. Pippa and Jimmy.
Let's go. Yeah, let's go right now. Morning, everyone. Happy Friday. Pippa's away. Mike's into play. How you doing, mate?
I'm doing good. How are we going?
Oh, we are fantastic. Mike, I got a little bit of a bone to pick with you in beers, boobs and balls coming up in 40 minutes.
Okay, I don't know what I've done there. But
yeah.
I feel like I'm under pressure now. Like, yeah. What have I personally done to you?
You've personally offended me, let me put it that way.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Yeah. Wow.
Plus, we need to go to the poll room.
The poll room, yeah.
For the second time this week.
Yeah.
This time, though, we're doing a poll on Dubbo Roads. So yeah. We'll tell you what that is in around 20 minutes' time as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've got $700 up for grabs in Wake Up Call. Will it finally go off? Hasn't gone off in ages.
Yeah, and also $5,600 in Smash for Cash. So it's going to be a massive show. Mike, it is so good to have you in the chair opposite me.
Yeah, and it's R&B Friday.
Oh, is that, you know what? Let's kick off R&B Friday right away.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, say it, Mike. Yeah.
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 We need to stop doing that right now.
Morning, everyone. Jimmy and Mike on the air on Hit 93.5. We do it thanks to Mick Cafe, Australia's most popular barista-made coffee. Modify, touch it, kicking off R&B Fridays. Yeah, morning. Pippa, Jimmy, morning, Central West, 7-Eleven. Mike's in for Pippa today. How you doing, everyone? 18 degrees is your current temperature. We do it all thanks to Australia's most popular barista-made coffee, Mick Cafe, Dubbo and Wellington. Go on in and say hello to the guys there and grab yourself a great coffee. Mm. Mike.
Yo.
I need to come to you right now for a little bit of help.
Okay. What do you need?
Okay. So, last night, I was hanging out with my flatmate, Jess.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think Jess is going to come to drag bingo with us tonight, so you can meet her tonight.
Oh, that'll be fun.
And we were watching the ABC, as you do, watching about the chickens being boiled alive and all that sort of...
Oh, my God, really? Come on.
Yeah, well...
I don't want to go into this, because I love chicken, and I can't give that up.
Anyway, so... So that's another story about how I've quit chicken.
Okay. Is this another fad thing?
Another fad diet, yes.
So it's veganism, but only specifically for chicken?
Yes.
Okay, sure. We'll start going with
chickenism.
That. Chickenism.
I'm a chickenism.
Okay, sure.
Anyway, we're just having casual chats, and we start chatting about our secret Santa that our flatmates have set up. There's four of us, me and the three girls. And about a month ago, we had a couple of wines and we pulled names out of a hat and we're doing secret Santa.
Okay, fun.
Which was great. We put a set $20 limit there and we're like, awesome. So I'm chatting with Jess, my flatmate, about secret Santa when it suddenly occurs to me, I've forgotten whose name I pulled out of the Secret Santa.
So how have you forgot? Like, I understand if you forget in a big, big family group or an office situation. This is four people, and including you, so three other people, and you still forgot?
I say it's not my fault, to be honest.
How is it not your fault?
Okay, one, when we did it, I was on the wines.
Right.
As per most nights.
Was no one writing this down?
Well, yeah, but people writing it down, but you can't just write down who's got who, because then you'll know who's got who. It's meant to be secret.
Well, did you, when you got your little slip of piece of paper or something that I assume was probably drawn out of something,
yeah.
What did you do with that piece of paper?
Put it in the bin.
Okay, well, that's counterproductive. So.
Okay, so but what happened was the first round we did it, I know who I got. I got my flatmate, Jay.
Okay.
But then one of the girls got themselves, so we had to redo it.
Okay, yeah.
So I can't remember if I got Jay again or if I got Jess. I know I didn't get Emma.
Okay, well, so now it's a 50-50 shot.
It's a 50-50, yeah.
So, do they have similar interests? Do they...
I don't know. Like, here's the thing. What do I do? Do I admit to everybody I've forgotten and we need a redraw?
No.
Okay.
No, you don't do that. You find a generic gift worth $20. It can be something generic like chocolates or I don't know, a jigsaw puzzle if they're like 50 or something. But Or just find them a generic gift. A gift that you can give anyone. A gift voucher or something.
Socks and undies?
Socks and undies.
Oh, no, they're different heights and different tallnesses.
You pick the generic gift. You wrap it up. Obviously, no name on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how Secret Santa's supposed to be anyway. You buy a generic gift, so you're covered on both bases. You just don't get anything specific. Do not admit defeat here.
Okay.
Is what I'm saying. Just hopefully that they're not listening to this.
Absolutely. Banging an array of stuff from the reject shop. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate your help.
No Teo worries.
Cruz, R&B Friday. Jimmy and Mike on the air at 7:14. Morning. I came to dance. We want to welcome someone into the studio. It's great having you in here, mate. You are an LGBT advocate here in Dubbo. You do some amazing work here from Headspace. Nick Steep, how are you doing today, mate?
Good. How are you?
We're doing very well. Big day a couple of days ago with the big yes vote coming in. It was a great thing to see. How did you find out about the news? How did you react to it?
I watched it live with a couple of my friends and just kind of cried, really. It was such happiness.
Yeah.
Fantastic. It's really exciting that also this year's Pride March is happening this weekend on Macquarie Street. And we'll get a few more details in a moment, but it was slated for around a month ago, but we changed the date around.
Yeah, so typically we hold it in October the last 2 years due to the high rates of mental health issues within the LGBTIQA community. And as a mental health organisation, Headspace has a priority to, you know, raise awareness around it and reduce stigma. But this year we actually decided to change the date regarding the plebiscite and we'll post our survey. And, that's why it is on the 18th, a few days after the vote was released. So we're really excited because either way the vote went, and we're really happy that it was a yes, either way it went, we wanted the community to come together and celebrate and feel included within the Central West.
Absolutely. Nick, if you want to get involved in the march, I guess there's two ways. I guess you can be in the march or you can be on Macquarie Street. What are a few details if you wanted to be in the march?
We encourage everyone to come down and participate in the march. It's a really fun event. And all we're asking is to meet down behind Dubbo Square on the soccer fields at 10:30. The march will kick off about 11:15. We'll march up Bolt Street, down Macquarie, down Church Street, and we'll end up at Ollie Robbins Oval, where there'll be a community fun day afterwards. So if people work and things like that, they're more than welcome to come to the community fun day afterwards.
Fantastic. And if someone may not necessarily want to be in the march or may have kids and not they may not be able to take them on the march, can they just line the streets during that time and watch the march go past?
Yeah, absolutely. The last 2 years, people have come out of the stores, people working and things like that, to come and cheer the march on, which has been really great. And particularly with the yes vote, I think that it's really going to draw a lot of people out to encourage kind of acceptance in the Central West, which is really important.
Fantastic. Yeah. Tell us a bit about the Family Fun Day, which is going to go on after the march as well.
So there's just entertainment, food stalls, and a whole range of different activities. We will be having a fashion parade as well.
Oh, great.
For all the fabulous people dressed up in their glitz and glamour outfits. So yeah, come down. It's a free event, and come down and check out all the different services that we have as well, that you might want to access.
Plus also, Nick, there's plenty of events for the adults as well. At the Macquarie Inn, there's a drag bingo tonight, which yes. Mike and I are looking forward to as well. And
it's
there's
going
to be some after parties around town as well. But it's going to be a great event on the weekend. And if you want more details, where's the best place to go and find info?
Check out Headspace Dubbo Facebook page. There is an event. And if you can't make it to the over-18s event, because you are under 18, the drag queens will be doing a little show on at the Community Fun Day as well.
That's awesome. Fantastic. Hey, Mike, we're pretty excited as well because we're going to be driving the Hit Squad.
Yeah, we are. We're going to have the music blaring. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be a big old celebration on Saturday after months of turmoil and waiting and all the debate and everything. We can just celebrate now.
Fantastic.
It's great.
Nick Steep from Headspace, mate. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Yeah, morning everyone. It's the Pippa and Jimmy show. Mike in for Pippa and Mike. We're going to cut the music for a moment.
Something's happened, okay?
We've been censored.
Yeah.
So we teased earlier that we had found the most awkward story,
mm-hmm.
the most awkward conversation a mum could have with her daughter
yep.
while the grandmother has been in the room.
Yes.
We've had the bosses in the room.
They've heard the audio.
Yep.
And they're not happy with it.
This is all we're allowed to play.
You don't remember, but you ate.
Yeah.
Nothing that, more.
Nothing more.
Nothing.
Just that. So what we're going to do instead, if you are interested in what that was all about, you can go to hit.com.au. We'll post the audio there. And you can have a listen to that and gross out your children if you want.
Is it still going?
Yeah, it's still going.
Still
yeah, it's still
censored.
Going.
Still
oh, filthy.
Said.
Filthy, oh, that
absolute
is.
Filth.
Absolute filth.
Well, we found it funny.
We did, actually. But let's go to something that we can talk about. Justin Bieber, Jimmy's favourite.
Thank you.
Yeah, Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez, they are, like, definitely dating again. Although they haven't, like, properly confirmed it, though.
Mm.
You know, it's like you see them at the party, you see them hanging out all over the place.
You see them making out with each other.
They're lovey-dovey.
Consensual Kevin Spacey going on.
But they're absolutely not at all saying, oh, we're dating.
Mm.
They're just hanging out. So they've been spotted at a hockey game in LA.
They kissed as well.
And they kissed, yeah. But no, they're not dating. Not dating at all.
Well, you don't just kiss your exes, do you? Unless you're dating?
No, exactly. So we'll keep an eye on Justin Bieber and Selena.
Absolutely. Hey, if you've got a smartphone as well, I've got some news for you right now. Google Maps. Now, you may have this on the Android or the iOS device. Now, Google Maps is doing a big update coming, and often big updates really disturb people because it's a bit of a shock. It's like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, everything changes.
I didn't know this was just about to change.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's what the new changes to Google Maps are going to do. Firstly, there's going to be a whole new colour design. So roads might be a slightly different colour and
mm-hmm.
different things will be different colours. And it's also going to be a bit more intuitive. For example, say you're driving from here to Sydney, it will sort of pick up that you're on a long drive. It will see that you're driving for 5 hours and it will start suggesting things like, hey, here's a petrol station that,
nice.
And there's only one petrol station for a while, so you might need to stop here.
Mm-hmm.
Or here's a McDonald's on the side of the road. Maybe you need to pull over, stop, revive, survive,
mm-hmm.
grab a coffee here, grab a donut there, fill up your petrol tank here. So that will be good.
Really useful, because I know when I've been on road trips that, like, I wish I had that little travel guide, really, telling me, like, go get your food there.
Absolutely, because you're driving and you're like, oh, fuel's $1.37 there.
I might wait for the next one.
But there might not be a next one.
Exactly.
So
this is where it comes in.
That's where it'd come in really, really handy. Plus, new colour coding means that food and drink will appear as orange icons,
mm-hmm.
shopping will appear as blue icons, and entertainment and leisure will be teal.
Oh.
Well, they could have just used the word blue.
I like teal.
No, I like teal. Well,
then no, because shopping was blue, so it had to be a slightly different shade of
what's
blue.
What's the difference between blue and teal anyway?
I don't know.
I don't do colour diff. I don't do fancy colour names. Actually, is the Hit logo background there teal?
I think I'd say that's teal. I mean, teal. I don't know my color spectrums, but I think you'd classify that as teal.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, but if you for all those stories and more, go to hit.com.au, click on the Scoopla tab.
Absolutely. This guy right now, as we get back into R&B Fridays, he is massive. He is number one on the iTunes charts with his new song with Beyonce. It's called Walk on Water. Right now, we're going back to one of his original classics. Hope you're having a great Friday, everyone, as we just tick over 8:40. It's Jimmy and Mike on the air at Hit. Eminem, Real Slim Shady. Yeah, morning, everyone. We're going to have a problem. Oh, yeah, how good is that? Eminem, with one of his classic hits. It's called Real Slim Shady on Hit. Hey, Pete from Workdays from 9 o'clock has got R&B Fridays all day long.
Yeah.
Your favourite R&B Friday hits, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. Hey, plus, people will be back in about a week and a half, and the R&B Friday Rap Challenge will come back then as well. But yes. Today, Mike, we've been hitting up the Hit 93.5 Facebook page because there's been a speeding blitz across the Central West over the past 24 hours.
There has, and this made us, you know, start to think there are some streets in Dubbo that could probably use with a speed limit increase.
Mm.
We were thinking, like, are we the only ones thinking this?
Yeah, like Palmer Street, I drive on quite often in the South Dubbo area, and it's 50 k's an hour.
Yep.
Now, most part of that, there is residential on one part, but one part is not really residential, it's off to the side, so yes. why can't we go 60 kilometres an hour in that area there? There's lots of tailgating going on there. So on the Hit 93.5 Facebook page, we're taking a poll at the moment. We'll get the official results, but you can have your say. 13, 12, 16, we're taking your calls right this moment. Do you think that some streets, or any street in particular, needs a speed limit increase? We want to hear from you. Call now, 13, 12, 16, like Crystal has done. Crystal, do you reckon they need an increase?
I think in certain streets it definitely do. Mm-hmm. Douglas Mawson Drive being one of them.
Oh, what's the speed limit there?
50.
And how fast do you reckon you should be allowed to go?
I even reckon 60 would make a difference. When you're driving, the road's so wide, I think you could fit near four lanes there.
Wow.
It feels like an industrial type area, and it's just so slow. It feels like you could walk quicker. I mean,
I couldn't,
but it feels like it.
I know what you mean. Do you reckon for safety reasons as well? Because it frustrates people when they've got to go slower than what feels natural.
Yeah.
The amount of times people fly up behind you and then swing around you, I think it becomes more of a hazard by going slower.
Absolutely, because then you start people tailgating you, and then, snowballs from there.
That's exactly my stance on the L-plate as being slower out of town. You've got someone cruising up at 100, 110. All of a sudden, this person's going 80 because that's all they're allowed to do.
Mm.
And it becomes more of a hazard, I think.
But I absolutely agree with you there. Maybe 100 they should be going on the L-plates, because really there's not a huge amount of difference between 80 kilometres and 100 kilometres, is there, when you're driving?
I personally think they're better off learning to drive the speed limit that everyone drives while they've got someone in the car to show them how to.
Yes.
Not do 80 and then jump out of the car with them and go, okay, you can do 100 now, and then they don't know how to handle it. But, that's just
so
my opinion.
True. I've never even thought of that. Is really true. Why do we let people not learn how to do the speed limit?
I have no idea, but I've always thought it was a bit crazy, and I haven't been on my P's for longer than I'd like to admit, so it's not to benefit me, that's for sure, but it's just always been something I thought was a bit stupid.
Absolutely. Hey, Crystal, we really appreciate your call. What we're asking right now on 13, 12, 16 is, should there be a speed limit increase on some of the roads across the Central West? And if yes, which streets do you reckon should have them?
Absolutely. And we've got Daryl on 13, 12, 16. Daryl, what do you reckon?
I think they should just return it back to what the speed limit in town was used to be, where it used to just be 60 all over Dubbo.
Okay.
And then the school zones were 40.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
So do you feel like sometimes you get a bit frustrated having to go 50, especially in an area where it feels like you should be able to go faster?
Well, the funny thing is that the way that some of the streets here are designed in Dubbo, they're more than capable. The problem is you have people who aren't really paying attention, and they go at like 40 thinking that it's hold. Dubbo is 40.
Yeah.
You're nearly running up the butt of them.
Yeah, no, yeah. I absolutely know what you mean.
The problem is some drivers aren't really paying attention to what's actually is the speed limit.
Yep.
Well, they think it is that speed limit, and it's like how the police say you can actually get fined for actually going too slow.
Yes,
you can. You absolutely can. Hey, Daryl, thank you so much for your call, mate. Really appreciate having your opinion on the air.
You're right.
No worries at all, mate. Hey, we are still taking your calls at 13, 12, 16. If you want to have your say, what we're going to do is get to an ad break, though. We'll get the official results on right after these. Carrie Bickmore and Tom. Yeah, hey, morning, everybody. Happy Friday, 8:52. Jimmy and Mike on the air today. We are asking on 13, 12, 16, should there be a speed limit increase across Dubbo and the Central West? Because often a lot of roads are 50Ks. People say that should be 60Ks.
Yep.
And we've got lots and lots of phone calls so far today, which are saying, yes, there should be a speed limit increase. But we've got Nick on the line at the moment. How you doing, Nick?
Good.
Hey, Nick, you've got a bit of an opposite opinion about a speed limit increase, don't you?
Yes, I do have an opposite opinion.
Yeah, tell us what you think, because you were telling me off the air a moment ago and I thought it was fabulous what your thoughts.
So, I don't think that the speed limit should be increased in any streets in the Central West for, my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Because, especially in the Central West, we have a big problem with fatigue. We lose so many drivers, and many of them are young drivers, and I am a young person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a teenager anymore. I do have my full license, but it wasn't that long ago that I was a P-plater, and fatigue is something that you don't practice. It's not something that you're taught. It's something you need to learn. You know when you're tired, and you know when you need to pull over and rest. Don't keep going to the next town or your friend's place. Don't die for a deadline. It's okay to be late. And I just think that there's so much more, there's more problems than increasing a speed limit. A crash at 60 kilometres, the more likely of you to survive than one at 80 kilometres is a lot better of a chance of survival. So it's just a big problem. And when you do get your L's, you get them at 90 kilometres as speed limit now.
Okay,
and then when you get your red P's, you're out on 90 kilometres by yourself to experience that for 12 more months before you increase to 100. You know, you don't give an inch to take a mile. You need to learn.
Yeah.
And I'm not this old person.
No. No, you know what, Nick? I think everything you've just said is very valid and very important to consider in this debate, because exactly like the last thing we want to do is increase the speed limit and then someone passes away when they wouldn't have it 10Ks an hour slower.
Mm.
Yeah, and it's a sad thing. Like, we had a fatality last Saturday, in the Central West from fatigue. It happens all the time.
Mm.
It's something we hear about on the radio, and I think that needs addressing. It's not something you can teach. That's the problem. It's something you need to learn.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a hard thing. It is. It's a really hard thing, and
absolutely.
It's not an age thing either.
Yeah.
It's a human error.
Yeah. Hey, Nick, thank you so much. We really appreciate your opinion and coming on air with us this morning.
No problem, guys.
You have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You can keep the conversation going at the Hit 93.5 Facebook page. We've got a really broad range of opinions on this morning.
Yeah.
And I think the official results are swinging towards a speed limit increase.
They are. It's at 75% at the moment.
But Nick's comments just then really made me think, actually, do we need it?
Absolutely. So, make sure you have your say at the Hit 93.5 Facebook page.
Fantastic. Hey, Mike, we have got to go to Black Eyed Peas. Just can't get enough. It's the last song of the day, and then we're going to wrap up the show for this week here on R&B Fridays. But before we do that, we want to give away a meat tray thanks to the great team at Buninyong Butchery.
Yeah, quality meat from paddock to plate. All you got to do, if you want to get your hands on a great meat tray for this weekend, just call 13 12 16. Be the first one in.
Boy, I think about it every night. I'm addicted,
I want your lover right next to me.
Oh yeah.
Erase you out of my memory.
Black Eyed Peas. Just can't get enough. This is Hit. Yeah.
I just can't
switch up. I just can't get enough either.
No, you love flirting with us all, don't you?
Someone said to me the other day, Sounds like you're flirting with me when you come on the radio, Jimmy Love. I say that's what I do best.
That's what you do, because your name's Jimmy Love, after all.
R&B Fridays, we do it all thanks to Evolution. Orthodontics, they're the diamond providers of Invisalign.
Now we have a meat tray from Bunnyong Butchery to give away. 13, 12, 16. Who's this?
Hi, it's Debbie.
Hey, Debbie. How are you?
Good, thank you.
What are you up to this weekend?
Oh, not much at all, actually.
Would a meat tray come in handy?
I would love it. That'd be great.
Excellent. Well, congratulations. You got yourself that Bunnyong Butchery meat tray. All thanks to Bunnyong Butchery. Quality meat from paddock to plate. Congratulations.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Debbie, you have an amazing weekend.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Hey, tomorrow, Mike, we're going to be in the hit squad in the Pride March marching down Macquarie Street.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Make sure if you see us, we'll be blasting the music. Might not be able to hear you, but wave at us.
Wave at us. Come say hello. I'd love to meet everybody. Anyone who's going to be at the Pride March, I'd love to meet you. Come on over and say hello. Oh, and Mike, tonight, have you got your bingo boots on, by the way?
I'm going to have to break out the old dabber. Have you seen those bingo pens before? Yeah. They have dabbers? Yeah. I don't have one. Maybe if they have one there, I might actually buy one.
I won't be dressing up, but we're going to drag bingo.
You're on a drag bingo. Why not?
That'll be fun. If you're a drag bingo, come say hello tonight. That'll be fun as well. But it's been a great week. We've really enjoyed hanging out with you, as we always do. And over the weekend, hope you have a great day. And we've been talking about driving. So drive safe.
Drive safe on the roads today, and also still have your say at
hit.com.au about the speed limit increases. Now, before we go, I owe the guys at McDonald's another mention. Stop reviving Survive at Macca's and get yourself a new, thicker, juicier 100% Angus beef in the Gourmet Creations range. It's available after 10:30 a.m. Catch the podcast, catch the catch up. Actually, I'm not allowed to call it podcast, am I?
No, you're not. It's the catch up now.
Let me stop the music for a sec. I apologise to my content director because I'm not meant to call it a podcast. It's now called a catch-up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's called. It's called the Carrie and Tommy catch-up, the Hamish and Andy catch-up, the Ash London Live catch-up, the Collective Noun catch-up, and the Pippa and Jimmy catch-up.
We're going to get a talking to after the mics come off here, which we are actually running late now, so we should probably get going. Mike, we don't want to give him another reason to yell at
us. Mike, here's the thing, mate. You know me.
I do know you. How much I have to wait for you when I do work days.
No one tells me when we go off air.
Okay. Do you want to go off air now?
I don't know.
Not ready? All right. We'll catch you on Monday.
Bye.